day. It's high noon. It's hanging time in the central district of the North American continent here. This is the Grand Jury Reawakening with your host, Dr. Kelly. And I've also got a great co-host, James, in the house. And I'm going to cover mostly grand jury-ish topics. But we've been co-hosting and doing this for several editions of the National Intel Report and the Grand Jury Reawakening. And I'm going to read a tiny bit from Wallace Stegner's Wolf Willow. And when I got my hands on this book, I think it's a 300-pager, thanks to the suggestion of James, Southern Jameson West, or James West, like Wild Wild West. The first chapter that I went to, I think it was called Horse and Gun, and one of my favorite chapters is called Law in a Red Coat, in the Norwegian sense for me. Okay, this is page 100. How about that? It is the 26th of February, 2022. And the waiting room of the Custom House in Weyburn, Saskatchewan, had a yellow varnished wainscoting. You know, that's about the 4-foot-high area on a wall, of tongue and groove boards from above, which framed portraits of men in red coats stared out across the smoky room. It was 1914, and I was 5 years old. And as we were going through the Canadian Plains equivalent of Ellis Island, preliminary to joining my father on the White Mud River, or the Milk River, this was my first look at Canada. I can believe that for the half hour or so of our wait there, I didn't say a word, but was hushed as if in a church and under orders to be quiet. The resolute, disciplined faces and the red coats glimmering in the shabby room filled me with awe. I can see those portraits yet. They were burned into me as if I had been photographic film. And this is really a profound book. Get it in your library. Get it in your local public library. And do your people a favor when it comes to history. Because even the New York Times book review, someone wrote that Stegner has summarized the frontier story and interpreted it as only one who was part of it could do. And I'm grateful for documentary evidence and photographic evidence, having served on Nevada County's grand jury 2012 to 2015. And there are just so many great books out there. Nothing compares to a textbook, and interesting reading comes from the fundamentals of criminal investigation. This is a Charles E. O'Hara book, and it's got a section in there on how to utilize the different types of X-ray to examine and locate contraband, espionage items that used to be printed on this stuff called film that was made out of celluloid particles. And these films were sent unexposed so that a detection process utilizing X-ray would destroy it. And so the good scientists across the planet came up with neutron types of imaging studies, and like the Canadian Royal Mounted Police, they always get their man. And it might not happen in our lifetime, but I can guarantee every wrong that's been done to man in secret and quiet in the dark is going to be in the spotlight, and every knee will bow and every tongue confess. And that day, ooh, feels pretty close. How's it going, James? I'm grateful to have you here again, and want to give you the floor for a while here. I think we're just doing a bottom of the hour break. So, people, if you're, I don't take calls, but you can certainly call the radio station and support RBN in a myriad of ways. If you lost the shirt off your back, you can get a hold of Dan Sutterfield and take care of that when you support RBN. And good morning, James.
Good morning. Well, thanks for having me again. It's great to be here. And I'm very happy that you're reading Wolf Willow. And I'm very, very honored that you're talking about it. And it's part of my heritage. I'm not a Stegner, but my family knew the Stegners in that part of the world. Everybody knew everybody because they were all from the United States, and they were all taking advantage of the last free offered land in North America, which was in the southwest corner of Saskatchewan. So now you know why I call myself Southern Jameson West. It came right from there, south and west. The Jameson part I stole from a lawyer, but it doesn't matter. Don't worry about that. But you mentioned the Northwest Mounted Police. They were originally called the Northwest Mounted Police. Now, today, they're called the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. But they were brought into play about 1873 because of what was called the Cypress Hills Massacre. And I think Stegner gets that in the book somewhere. But what the Cypress Hills Massacre was, buffalo hunters, and they were called wolfers sometimes, had crossed the 49th parallel, came up to Cypress Hills, and they got their horses stolen by the natives anyway. And there was a big misunderstanding, and what ensued was a gunfight that maybe took place. It took place for a couple of hours, I think, and people were killed. And so the British government decided to start the Northwest Mounted Police. And I believe their first camp or their first fort was called Fort Walsh, which is up in the Cypress Hills, which is a very high point on the 49th parallel there. And we had the ice ages, and somehow the ice that came down south, the glaciers went around Cypress Hills. The Cypress Hills is a very kind of enchanting place where, if you look carefully, well, you'll see flowers that are actually in the Rocky Mountains and the species of animals that survived somehow. And the rest of the plains was getting cut up with ice. So it has a very charming feel to it, and it's a mystical place. And again, it was a sacred territory for the Indians, and so that will come out. And as I mentioned before on one of the first programs I did with you, this is all captured in the paintings of the great Charles Marion Russell out of Montana, who spent most of his life in Montana, and his paintings are hanging in, some of them are in the Congress in Washington, D.C., as well as a lot of them are in the state capital of Montana, which it just escapes me, but I'll think of the that's it. You got it. Thanks, Helena. Yeah, in the state capital in Helena, that's where the paintings are in a lot of them on the ceilings and what have you. Depicting things like buffalo hunts.
Yeah. And in the map here, in the front of Wolf Willow, they've got a great set of maps there. And the Cypress Hills are such a mystical place that actually Alberta claims them as its territory, and the, you know, completely vertical line diverts around to the east, up to the north, and then back to the west around the Cypress Hills, and that's fascinating, speaking to the, you know, the mineral content and other wonderful things there, that it just diverts the ice flow around it.
Yeah, right. Well, when I was in the Cypress Hills as a child, there's definitely part of it in Saskatchewan, at least at that time. So, but, of course, part of the Cypress Hills is in Alberta, and it is, it's in Alberta as well. And I don't know what they're doing politically between the two provinces, but, that's another thing, I guess. But
and it might just be the timeline or the time change line. It's just a red dotted line that does that. It doesn't, you know, go over the solid line, but it's as if time stands still there for a little bit longer.
Well, that could be. I don't know. I know the weather there is very changeable. You've got geology underneath. You've got that bulge on the 49th parallel. You've got a whole bunch of geological fire coming from the from underneath that 49th parallel, as well as you've got tons and tons of carbon atoms, coal, oil. Everything is coming out of the ground practically in that area. So North Dakota has oil. Saskatchewan has oil on both sides, straddling the border, you see. And in a place called Estevan in Saskatchewan, you got a fantastic big strip mine of coal that's been going for years. Lignite coal, which is not the black coal, but it's good for power plants, and they use it to run a power plant down there, in fact. And so I used to spend my childhood on that border, crossing that border. When I was a child, there wasn't a border, actually. I mean, Canadians, before 1967, Canadians could go down and work in the United States without a visa, okay? And Americans could come up here without really a visa and work. But during the Vietnam War, that all changed, you see. But, I remember living in L.A. when I was a child, and I think my father, they used to advertise on television, aliens must report, and I think my father did, and they said, where are you from? Well, Canada. He says, well, when did you come? Well, a couple of weeks ago. I said, you're good for a year. Come back in a year, something like that. At that time, we were going to emigrate. We were going to actually try to live in California, but things changed, and that didn't work out. So,
I'm kind of glad, because you were probably shielded and sheltered from all kinds of terrible elements and nuclear power plants and all kinds of things that were being done without noticing the people and without getting their input. And go ahead.
Yes, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
It's so wonderful to partake of this history at a time when I can really appreciate it and focus on it and not have a bunch of distractions. And I'm so grateful, you know, through this platform at RBN for the folks that have supported it, and for those people that have sent me documents that I've requested, and I've got a big list going. If anybody's interested in providing printed documents, I can trade you or compensate you for your time and your materials. And I'm really looking forward to Jordan Maxka, that trial by jury. I want to get more documents on the Scott Ralph Peterson out of Florida and more documentation on the Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman affidavits and arrest warrants. I want to get those trials by jury and especially the grand jury indictments to show you the wonders that you can do when you get the proper training in the proper structure and you're working in a place like Texas, California, and we're still trying to wake up good old Nevada. And I'm also going to chastise Great Britain, Australia, and Canada, the good men and women there who did nothing when your grand jury was abolished in Great Britain in 1933 after 700-plus flawless years of serving the people. And that will make your hugest step forward for mankind and your God-given rights. And looking into, you know, the reason that I've studied and could follow a man like Carl Lentz, because when he was there at the Queen's Bench in Great Britain, he heard these words, the judges saying to each other, "Wow, this is the fifth or sixth time in 1,100 years we've seen man in here, because only man can make a claim." And being a woman, he talked to me about Mackenzie's friend, because if you have a friend, you know, you're in good shape. If you're a woman and you got a man who's a friend, you're in good shape. If not, you may have to go Hanny Calder on the situation, but that's okay. There's training out there. And so, yeah, Great Britain, Australia, anybody that's flying that that Union Jack, get your grand jury back, and things will really start to move in a positive direction. They've had to go after the Sheriff Scott Jones. Oh, Sacramento just turned into, well, it didn't just turn into, it's over the last couple of years, it's just gone to hell on a greased pole with public officials stealing public money and in the hundreds of millions. So, you know, this isn't a job for one man or a pair of men, but this is a job for the county grand jury. And they're doing an incredible job. Would love to get that report on Sheriff Scott Jones, the final report of the Sacramento County Grand Jury. And I don't mind getting cussed at and hung up on as long as you produce the document. You can tell me, "I don't know nothing about law," and you can cuss me out, and I'll pray for you. And that would go to, now I've got a couple of options here. If you need to get a hold of me by voicemail box, that's 530 area code 402-7007. If you need to send a document in the mail, that goes to P.O. Box 1624. That's in Kings Beach, California. And the zip code there is 961-4-3. And so trial by jury, Scott Ralph Peterson, trial by jury, Wilbur Ernesto Martinez Guzman. Now, the Scott is with one T, middle name Ralph, last name Peterson. And there's also the other California version of that, who probably helped himself to a few million dollars of your unemployment insurance. And so let's have a trial by jury, and let's have a public hanging at high noon, Central Time, or maybe California time. Who knows? Go ahead, James. Any thoughts on that?
The last time I studied law in the United Kingdom was at Cambridge University about the year 2000. And at that time, they were talking about getting rid of the jury, not just the grand jury. They told me they got rid of that one, but they said, and now we're thinking of getting rid of the jury so that all trials will be summary, decided by the judge. That's a good one for you. And again, the Constitution of the United States is such an important document. When you compare the Constitution of the United Kingdom, the Constitution of the United Kingdom, if you study the books on the first page, they'll say, the United Kingdom does not have a constitution. And that's exactly right. All the laws that are made in the United Kingdom are simply traffic laws. They can be made one year and changed another. And there's no constitutional, there's no constitution to tell you which laws are unconstitutional and which are not. You see, that's the British system. And freedom of speech, well, yeah, you have that. But if you try to criticize Her Majesty, that could be a big problem, which will you will get the visits from what's called special branch, which is can be rather nasty, you see. So this is, I think, a thing that has to be considered, because people think, oh, yeah, the British, everything is perfect over there and so on and so forth. Well, yeah, they appear to be nice people, but there's an underbelly to it, you see. And that's what people were trying to do in 1776. They were trying to make, they were trying to create a country with real equity, you see. And this is, everyone could look at this carefully and realize that even in Canada here, if you're a police officer or what have you, your oath is to the crown, not to a constitution that says defend and protect the constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. No, 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 no. It says you must be obedient to the crown. You see, in Australia, it's the same thing as well. So I just wanted to, you know, get that out there.
And I appreciate that, yeah, because the government watchdog is the title and the duty and the charge of that component of the grand jury. And, that's pretty amazing and telling that they're openly bragging on getting, and, you know, people are taking credit for getting rid of it when it was only in 1933. And, I'm going to cover a couple of things coming in from the bottom of the hour break here. And in the local newspaper, there's a paragraph about open murder up here on the west shore of Lake Tahoe. And I'm just going to cover that, like I said, on the other side of this break. So at the bottom of the hour, it's much appreciated that you support Sam and Mike and Julie and the whole process and the whole, all the equipment and all the good people at RBN. There are a number of ways to do it. You can call in, you can mail in, and you can, if you're messing around on the computer, you can do it that way. And thank you for keeping this platform rocking. It's super important because this is where the eyes are opened and the ears are working, and that hopefully yours will be as well. And then you can teach others, because no one lights a candle and sticks it under a barrel. I took a candle and I found another candle and I lit that one, and that would be James. And in many ways, he's definitely lit my candle, got me looking in the right direction and studying up on these Westerns and our most important history that is written in books that need to be talked about. And see you on the other side of this break. This is Grand Jury Reawakening with Dr. Kelly and James West. Charms.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And wounded, sick and sore, Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity, love and power. Come ye thirsty, come and welcome, God's free bounty, glorify, true belief and every grace that brings you nigh. Come ye weary, heavy laden, lost and ruined by the fall.
Yeah, welcome back to the Grand Jury Reawakening. It's high noon in the central part of the North American continent here. This is Dr. Kelly, your host, and I have just a tiny spot of bad news, and then I'm going to get into some other interesting things. And at this particular time, well, I'm just going to read the little column here. So this is out of Moonshine, Inc., pretty liberal newspaper. It was really interesting. On the cover, there's a man submerged to his neck in the frigid waters doing their cold bathing thing. And the man has the preamble to the Constitution tattooed on his back. So that's great. Okay, and then the quick bad news. There was a press conference February 2nd at 10 a.m. in Homewood, which is on the west shore of Lake Tahoe, and it's a beautiful location, a wonderful mountain, ski resort, yada, yada. The family of a man named Gary Spohr, spelled S-P-O-H-R, Gary Spohr, the family of this man announced a $150,000 reward, which I would love to get that because then I could pay for the funeral of the wrongdoer. You know, when you get the reward, I learned in that movie, Hanny Calder, you pay for the funeral of the wrongdoer, all the wrongdoers, okay? That's just the good thing to do. Gary's daughter, Adrienne, reached out to the Moonshine Inc. as part of the media plan to seek anyone who may have information about the unsolved murder, during which, as Adrienne describes it, and this is from some video surveillance, and I really would love to be part of this investigation, but I'm not. That's why I can talk about it, see? That's how the real grand jury works. It's confidential. So a masked gun man entered my parents' lakefront home at 3015 West Lake Boulevard and shot both of them. While Gary was killed, Adrienne's mother survived despite being shot in the head twice. So they're reaching out to the media in Reno, Nevada, Sparks, Nevada, and Elko, Nevada. The Tahoe region, the Sacramento area, and the San Francisco Bay Area, as we believe that the shooter could have driven from any of those places, and individuals from those places may have information on the killer. Surveillance footage from that day of Gary's murder showed and we need a better description. We need height, weight, estimates, if you're looking to identify somebody, give a good description. The man was wearing a black backpack and white jogger pants, walking up the bike path and running up the driveway into the Spohr and Woods home. Placer County Sheriff's Office has identified a person of interest, but has not revealed their name so as not to jeopardize the ongoing investigation. If you have any information, call 530-889-7853. And the family is also asking people to visit the Homewood, HomeWood homicide, spelled HomiCide, .com. And there is a website that they created. And so, yeah, I hope and pray that we find this and others. You know, their crime is insane, but I'm going to switch gears real quick here. There's a bunch of good articles in the paper as well. And my favorite one is talking about what I've been talking about for a while. There was, Alpenglow Sports Winter Speaker Series event raises over $70,000 for the Boys and Girls Club of North Lake Tahoe. This is Sierra Sun, Friday, February 11th, 2022. And Hillary Nelson talks about close calls in Antarctica. And let's see, there's a paragraph titled Avalanche and talking a bunch of different close calls. But what's intriguing is I didn't think that they had super-duper mountains, but apparently it's called the Ellsworth Mountains. And so Mount Vinson, spelled V-I-N-S-O-N, the highest peak in Antarctica at around 16,000 feet. Whew. And that just takes my breath away. And Mount Tyree, spelled T-Y-R-E-E, at around 15,900 feet. And there were a bunch of gnarly avalanches with some weird warm weather. And people, don't go on your Selkirk Mountain Experience trip. Don't go to Antarctica until you check the weather. And I think you can actually fly over the South Pole. James, my pilot, take it away.
Yes, actually, there are flights from Australia, New Zealand that go slightly over the South Pole to get to places like Africa and South America. So I looked it up the other day in the maps. I might still have it on my computer here, but yeah, people fly over the South Pole or near to the South Pole. I don't know, they end up arriving at their destinations okay. And here we are. Here we are. Yes, we have flights from Perth. Perth that extend right over the pole and end up in South America. So, bingo, there you go. People do fly over the South Pole. The South Pole. Yep.
I think that AOC thinks that the Earth is flat, but I'm not sure.
Well, that's a popular thing that's happening. Something like Monty Python's Flying Circus used to be popular too, and I'm afraid that if you go down to the equator and you look at the night sky, you're going to get a shock because it changes radically. And if you keep going south across the equator past 0 degrees, you're not going to be able to see the stars that you once saw in the northern hemisphere. Things will change, which has to give us pause for thought here. I mean, I spent so much time trying to learn classical physics, things like Hamiltonians and Lagrangians, that I feel sorry when someone says the Earth is flat because I wasted all my bloody time, you see.
I appreciate your sense of humor on it, yes, as well, because it's always fun to make fun of our friends in the Aussies and the Kiwis, that they're standing, you know, sideways and upside down. And so when I do go exploring in Antarctica, I'm going to make sure to bring my deep sea diving suit with those big lead shoes so that I don't fall off the bottom of the Earth because of my fat head.
Yes. Well, anyway, there's all kinds of people there out there with all kinds of ideas. I'm sorry to hear about that crime that was committed. That's a shock. You just mentioned that's a very gives one pause for thought. I think it's a serious crime. So,
well, yeah, it's pretty terrible when you've got a trespasser and a wrongful death and an open murder and all of those details, and someone just interfering with the right to peace and privacy and life, and I take it real seriously. And I'm sure that just by utilizing the tools that are out there, you know, in an automobile, most of the newer ones, you're going to have a whole bunch of radiating equipment. You're going to have the black box or the event data recorder. For example, when some careless creep crashed into me. I called the manufacturer of the Toyota and said, what years, makes, and models have your black box? You know, I don't remember exactly what I called it, but the proper name is the event data recorder. And when those were first utilized in automobiles, trucks, cars, they just would give possibly like a post-collision, you know, data report. But now they're pre-post. They know everywhere you're going. And I'm so tired of, you know, all these idiots spewing their satellites up into the atmosphere, interfering with celestial, perfect celestial navigation, and deploying all their stupid satellites. I hope they all burn up and hit you when you least expect it, meaning the people who sent them out there. And just had to say that. And, oh, yeah, you've flown over the planes, the great P-L-A-I-N-S, in an airplane. You want to talk about the interesting currents and temperatures and Chinooks a little bit, James?
How I got lost flying to South Dakota, yes. I got into... years ago, I was studying flying, and I had a plan to go down to South Dakota because I had met people there in 1979 when I was active. Well, I wasn't active at anything, but I met some people in this protest march in the Black Hills, near the Black Hills. Actually, it was Rapid City, and I told them, I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to fly down here. So up in Saskatchewan, one day I got into my 172, and I took off down to South Dakota. Well, I had to stop in Williston first, of course, to check in with customs. That flight was easy, but I set a course, and I believe it was Custer. It's about 6,600 foot runway, and I was going down there. I had a friend of mine. He was sitting in the right seat, and he was a little bit shocked about the whole thing. And I realized after a while, I said, you know what, I think we've flown over Custer. It's behind us. And sure enough, I did a radio beacon to two towers, and I intersected the path, and I discovered, yes, we had passed Custer, and we were in Wyoming. Well, I got the course set for the Custer Airport. We did a 180, and we ended up landing at Custer, and it was good to get down there and everything. And looking back in hindsight, what I realized is if you fly from a northern latitude, right, like where I was, say 51 degrees, and you fly to a southern latitude, you have to take into account maybe the speed of the object you wish to land on down there is going faster than the speed of the object, the runway that you take off from, and that there's this Coriolis effect, which if you don't correct for, you wind up making a hard right. Well, you don't make the hard right. It's the earth that's turning under you, you see. And again, I hate to break it to you, but the earth is spherical, and it rotates. It rotates at a pretty good speed. In fact, I believe it's 15 degrees every hour, all right? So that's probably what happened. Was I was I had the heading right according to the maps, but I hadn't accounted for maybe the fact that there was some rotational speed that's faster as you go farther south, you see. So I was drifting off to the right, but there's one for you. So that Coriolis force is something you have to set for, especially if you do a long shot with a high-powered rifle or with artillery. You don't adjust for Coriolis force. You're not going to hit what you want to hit, you see. So there's a short story for you.
Yeah, and a really telling look, and don't go do it now, but take notes for your 15 minutes on the computer, people. Go to NOAA.gov, and I had someone just lose their cookies and cuss me out when I showed them how some weird stuff was going on, and I could actually visualize the reversal of the Coriolis forces, and it was the weirdest thing I ever saw. But you can also utilize the storm loop velocity. If you click on that link, you'll see a color-coded key to the right lower part of the screen. And the top color and legend is purple, and the initials are designated capital R, capital F, for radio frequency. And I was able to locate several beacons, Beale Air Force Base, and many intersections of highways and traffic areas across the country, most notably Atlanta, which has the highest surveillance of any city here in the United States. Number one, Atlanta, Hotlanta, Georgia, I like to call it. And thank you so much again, James, for suggesting this book and others, and catching up on my Western history, and especially the Northern Western latitudes and history. And
right.
A lot of my Norwegian buddies up there. And
just
thank you again for, you know, contributing to this network. It's much appreciated.
Well, thanks again for, you know, having me, and it's exciting to be able to do this. And thanks, RBN. Thanks, RBN, and everyone there. And
so many tremendous hosts and guests and speakers over the years, you know, years before I ever came into the picture. And I'm grateful. And so, yeah, sponsor our sponsors and sponsor RBN. And when you solve the crime and get the reward, remember to pay for the funeral and also make a generous donation to keep RBN rocking, because it's part of the process. It's part of the solution to all of the problems. It's part of the truthful, faithful witness and the faithful and true answer to the lies, to the false witnesses, to the deceivers. Yeah, they're going to get knocked out. And
right.
Anything else?
Well, I was going to say, you mentioned this radar. It's a Doppler radar, and the storm loop velocity. I think it's very interesting. I'll look at it in the future.
Cool. And then what you can do is you can freeze the motioning of the loop, and you can slow it down to just a very tiny index step at a time.
Right.
And it's very telling. And when I did have my CrackBerry telephone, for people that did not use computers, but that did have a picture phone, I could then photograph the screen shot and then send it out to an email, or you can actually send text messages to an email address, and then the recipient of that text message will have the email address for your device and can actually communicate from just a computer terminal to the various devices, CrackBerry, you know, any of the cell phones.
Yeah.
I had one of the phones that I could drop in a in the pool, or I could go in the lake with it, or the river, could go surfing with that GZ1 telephone at
right.
the time. So thank you again, James, for rounding out some of my rougher edges. I really appreciate your input, your perspective, and that you're a wealth of knowledge. And I think that's going to be a great chapter in your book, in one of your next
right.
books, How I Got Lost Flying to South Dakota.
right.
It's like, where's George Washington? Where's Mount Rushmore? You know, I swear Mount Rushmore was here somewhere.
Right, right. No, it was, makes you think, but, if you panic, that's a problem. So I was able to hold it together and, was able to land. The people I was supposed to meet right away, they wanted an airplane ride. I said, well, how many people are coming? And they said, three. I said, okay. I said, I've got full tanks. I said, this runway is 6,600 feet. You're going to have to come at 5 o'clock in the morning. Why? I said, density, altitude. I said, we're not going to get off. I got full tanks of gas and four people. No, too much gross vehicle weight there. So we ended up taking off at 5 in the morning, and they loved it. And by the time we got back at 11, the elevators and the controls on the airplane were choppy on landing, which meant that I needed to get down because, again, it's a concept that you've got to learn in flying, density, altitude. That's the difference between taking off properly and crashing, you see. So maybe on the next show I can explain it a little better, but right now I'm kind of rambling, but that's a big factor in flying.
Oh, I totally appreciate it. Yeah, I got the magazine with the jets for sale, and it looked like Glock was selling their corporate jet, and it said Glock Perfection on the tail, and so I cut out the picture and brought it to my buddies at Front Sight. Yeah, when you're looking to donate your jet to RBN so we can have our corporate private jet, you know, just send it down there to Round Rock, and we'll see you again next week. Grand Jury Reawakening and RBN, there's nothing like it out there. There is no substitute.
Thanks, everybody.
He will embrace me in his arms, in the arms of my dear Savior. There are 10,000 charms.
Looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.